Today is the 24th of July, 2025. Bhook was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan, and we'll be now listening to the message from Bap Dada. Om Shanti. On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself as I reach the subtle region, I saw Baba and many, many brothers and sisters who already emerged in front of Baba. Baba was giving each child very loving drishti. After a few seconds, what did I see? There was a very beautiful garden, and in another corner, a very thick forest. Baba told the children, whatever you wish to do, you may visit the garden or go towards the forest, the jungle. So all the children moved towards the garden. They moved to explore the garden, and they were taking the fragrances of all the flowers and enjoying themselves. There were very few children who moved towards the jungle, the forest. Wherever they were stepping foot in the forest, a garden was emerging in those areas. And so very slowly, the entire forest, the entire jungle transformed into a garden and became a very fragrant garden. Baba smiled seeing all of this. Baba then said, "Child, did you see this?" Who has taken on the task of transforming the jungle into a garden? Along with the father, those who are the foundation of the yagya, they became instrumental in transforming the jungle into a garden. There are a lot of thorns in the jungle and very fearsome scenes. Sounds of wild animals as well. But these souls, these instruments, quietened those sounds and transformed the jungle, brought about an auspicious garden in that jungle. So what are you seeing now? The gardens that you are seeing, the living gardens that you are seeing, are the result of the tapasya and the sacrifice of all of Baba's main instruments. The fortune of the present day children are that as soon as they came to Baba, they received the opportunity of entering a living garden of flowers. They had the fortune, the opportunity of having wonderful experiences in these gardens created by Baba and Baba's children. So those who were already standing in the garden, they started saying, "This is my garden, this is my garden." Baba then said, "There are some children who, out of arrogance of I, they started saying that I is the one who increased or expanded service, but we have to remember that this is the father's task. And the instruments who were in the foundation, it's their task. They carried out this entire task. And Baba continues to carry out his task through these beloved instruments, the foundation. The original jewels of the foundation of the yagya remain focused on one Srimad being united. They maintained unity amongst themselves while doing service. And that is the reason why Baba's name has been glorified so much in the world to such a great extent. What does the father wish to see now? Sometimes the storms of Maya come into Baba's living gardens, and that is out of the arrogance of I, the ego of I. And because of this ego and arrogance, the fragrance of the flowers disappear, and then the flowers begin to wilt. The father has bestowed such task on the children, he has made them gardeners, so that you have to be careful that not even one flower wilts. So always pay attention that Baba is the Karan Karavanhar, we children are just the instruments. So with that consciousness of being a humble instrument, every task can be made easy. So as children started to stabilize themselves in this consciousness that Baba is enabling us to do all of this, then all the flowers that had become wilted, they once again bloomed. So when the children follow one Srimad and remain united, this will enable Baba's glorification to happen. After a while, I noticed some scientists who were looking at Baba's living gardens and they're doing research. They go to the forest, the jungle area, and see how it gets transformed. So they're wondering who can transform it in this way. So they then have the experience that this must be some kind of godly power that's carrying out this task. So whether it is, Baba said, whether it's the scientists or other souls of the world, they are very gradually recognizing Baba's task, and there will come a time when they will completely understand and recognize who is carrying out this task and how it's happening. Baba then showed a lotus flower and a rose and two, three other flowers, and Baba presented the children with all these different flowers. Baba then explained, as Baba gave the lotus to the children, It was brightly sparkling. The light was spreading out from this lotus in all directions. Baba then explained, Baba has gifted the children this flower. It's not a flower, not just a flower. But remember that the father has filled the children with all virtues and strength, powers. So with these virtues and powers, you have to make yourself perfect and do the task of giving sakash to the world. Bestow blessings, do the service of bestowing blessings on the world, and you have to do it even more. Then as Baba presented the children with a rose, it wasn't the rose that we see here in the Laukik world. It was very extremely beautiful, and a variety of fragrances were coming out from one flower, one rose. Baba explained, all of these children are my roses, Gulgul. Every moment Baba sees the children as a rose, no matter what the child may be like, Baba sees each child in the form of a rose. And then Baba showed two, three other flowers and said, so certain flowers weren't looking very beautiful, but their fragrance was very strong, very sweet. Very lovely. So each flower has its own fragrance. Each child of Baba's is Baba's beloved child. Baba especially filled each child with virtues, and it's on the basis of these virtues that that child is progressing. So Baba presented the children with all these flowers. So the children were standing with flowers in their hands, and it looked like they were holding a full bouquet. Baba said, always pay attention that we are the beautiful flowers of Baba's garden. We are part of this bouquet of Baba's garden, so we have to constantly spread our fragrance. So seeing these fragrant flowers, the drums of Baba's glorification will be heard in the world. Baba showered the children with a lot of love. I then offered the bhog to Baba. And after bhog, there were certain souls who had offered special bhog. So Baba emerged that group in front of him and gave each child drishti. They too were having some special experience from Baba. I then returned. Om Shanti.